As a resident of Salford, where my family are and have grown up, absolutely horrified. But unfortunately, in society these days, gun crime happens. Here in Salford, we have a zero tolerance. Now, what that means is we are realistic enough to know that gun crime may come in from outside Salford and take place in Salford. But be assured, we have zero tolerance to this type of gun crime. Our first priority is getting these weapons off the streets of Salford. The second thing I will say to those that involve themselves in gun crime, our collaboration with the police and other agencies through Project Gulf, which is recognised nationally as an exemplar system for approaching crime, will on a daily basis pursue them. And at the end of the day, if we can't put them in prison through the criminal justice system, we in the council will use our sanctions to remove them from our communities, out of our city.
Going back to your point you made there about those weapons being on the street, we've just heard, you know, machine gun, self-loading pistol, normally used on, you know, the fighting fields of Afghanistan, not here in Salford.
Well, unfortunately, these weapons are abroad in this country. They shouldn't be, but they are. The question for our people in Salford is, are we pursuing them? Are we doing everything we can to get those weapons off our streets and keep them off our streets? Being realistic, the answer is that they will continue. There's no doubt these people have no feelings whatsoever for the people of Salford. The police have a hard job, the other agencies have a hard job, but it's our responsibility to act on behalf of the people we protect. We will continue to do our best, and our best is done through that collaborative approach by the police and the other agencies working with the council. Zero tolerance in gun crime in Salford.
And of course, I mean, you've got the collaboration there with the police and the other agencies, but I guess it's getting the community involved. It's Salford uniting in a way, isn't it?
What the people of Salford who know those in Salford who involve themselves in gun crime should be saying to them is, you are harming us and our families. You are harming our city. Stop it. Stop being involved in gun crime. Zero tolerance on gun crime here in Salford. And that's meant very, very seriously.